This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is, I'm wearing one right now, the OSH. It will go with me everywhere I go today, and later on a couple of other pieces will as well. This is combat gear designed for the most extreme environment on this planet that can be purposed down for day-to-day carry based upon a modularity that is unbelievable. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Just about the right length, too. Just about the right length. Now, as we were finishing up the last hour, we were talking about how this is not workplace violence. Although they're going to try very hard to make it workplace violence. But there's a couple of very inconvenient truths for the gun grabbers and for the Islamic apologists out there. Now, we already saw some of it when the San Bernardino chief of police got out there and said they were on a mission. Okay? When you think of workplace violence, yes, you can be on a mission, but not necessarily the way this came about, because we're going to look at a few things that we do know. There's a lot of things we don't know about Farouk and Malik, but we do know some things. And we can put two and two together and come up with four and make a pretty easy reckoning of this. First of all, this idea that he got mad at a luncheon and stormed out and returned with Malik in a vehicle that was already pre-packed with tactical gear and explosives and weapons in the getaway car in order to seek revenge for some wrong inflicted is way beyond silly. That's just way too much coincidence there going on around. We know, number two, that Farouk visited Saudi Arabia, ostensibly to marry Malik. It has not been reported when he went overseas or how long he stayed. His profile appeared on a dating page. It claims to be a site for people with disabilities and second marriage. So far, authorities have been unable to determine if Malik is his wife, his fiancée, or his girlfriend. Number three, Malik was a Saudi woman. And we know how in Sharia compliant societies, the way women are perceived, they're not even allowed to drive. They're not even allowed to drive by the government. How did she learn how to handle a semi-automatic weapon? We know that Quiet Farouk, who a lot of people were saying was living the American dream, kept grenades and pipe bombs at his house. Taken together, you have a compelling case for a planned act of terror. But was it Islamic terrorism? Some critics would say many of us jumped to conclusions regarding this incident, and they can come up with any other equally plausible motivation, and then I'm listening to what they got to say. I don't know what it is, though. I don't know what they possibly come up with. At the same time, there's just too many holes that need to be filled in before you can definitively say this. that this was a terror act committed in the name of Allah? Some of the holes we need filled in before we can be certain about this are, who is Tashfeen Malik? Was that his second wife? Girlfriend? Farouk was apparently married for 2 years, according to the CARE spokesman, but he only recently returned from Saudi Arabia with Malik. That is not working. That timeline is not working. Number two, all four guns used in the attack were purchased legally in the U.S., which means they had to have been California compliant, which I've really got my head scratching on this one. Farouk bought the two handguns a couple of years ago, and a friend bought the rifles. Still no word on maker, model, actually, of the long guns. I've heard that they're 5.56 or 2.23 or whatever. How Farouk got them from his friend is unknown. Why would he have a friend purchase the weapons for him? He was living the American dream. If this was terrorism, it'd be nice to know who radicalized who, or were both radicalized before they left Saudi Arabia for America. Number four, this is a little troubling for me but at the same time it isn't, because I can look at a couple of things in history and do the math with this. For most people, by all accounts, Farouk would appear to be the least likely candidate to carry out a mass casualty terror attack. Could he have been that good at hiding his extremism from coworkers and family? This attack was carried out with a level of sophistication as far as timeline and time there and equipment brought to the fight. And it indicates that Farouk, who was an American citizen, was some kind of sleeper. If so, he would have had to have had that kind of training, and it's entirely possible he could have fooled everyone. Untangling Farouk's and Malik's movements and interactions in the days leading up to the attack will probably fill in a lot of those holes. The authorities have a vested interest in playing down the Islamic terrorism theme. They would fear a backlash against the Muslims if they get it wrong, and they also worry about attacks on local Muslims by, as they call them, crazies. The media, however, has no such excuse, and they're bending over backward to play down the Muslim angle and are advancing a narrative that makes the attack a matter of workplace violence. This it could be considered justified caution, or it may be simply an ideological bias. The FBI has made the mention of it being looking like and feeling like a terror attack, but until they clarify the attack as a terrorist incident, there's going to be the nature of reporting on the incident will be a lot of conjecture. We'll still hear the junk about it being a militia thing or a anti-Planned Parenthood thing. So you've got the local and state and federal authorities all tiptoeing around the notion of calling the attack that killed 14 people terrorism. Caution in identifying the motive for the attack as of Islamic jihadi terrorism, as opposed to some kind of workplace violence, which is a meme aggressively advanced by many on the left, is understandable. And for them, it would be justifiable. But the fact is, there's a lot that we don't know about the shooters yet. Saeed Rizwan Farouk and Tashfeen Malik, it would be irresponsible for authorities or the media to jump to conclusions based on the evidence we have so far. So, there you have it. I mean, workplace violence. I look at workplace violence as primarily it's almost a crime of passion. And it's one of those gray areas where they're trying to classify crime, I would think, simply because what you have is premeditation, because it takes that. But at the same time, it has a lot of emotional component. It has an emotional component to it. So, I don't know what we do. I really don't. This is messed up looking at the show clip. Anyway, we'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. The listen line, for those of you interested in that, is 605-562-4071. That's the unique listen line for this show. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is modularity personified, and that's one reason I have them, because one holster can take on five, six, seven different roles. different places to be mounted, different ways to carry the weapon. Their innovation is beyond the pale. Beyond the pale. Whether it's the DC-3 line, the Scorpion line, or the collision of tactical nylon, which is the Contact series, their innovation continues unabated. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Okay. Like the D.C. Naval Yard shooting, the left, they jumped. They jumped hard on this. They jumped while it was still in progress. And some of the things they attacked are interesting. During and immediately following all of this, they were up and running their puerile propaganda machine, spewing out the garbage at such an immediate and rapid pace that you needed a scorecard to keep up with. And this was primarily a spray and pray thing. They were throwing out whatever they thought was going to stick. But here's some of the lowlights, because these are definitely not highlights. No sooner had the first shots been fired than the left was on it. There was a Planned Parenthood facility in San Bernardino. They sent out a message that all was well and everyone was fine at the clinic, while MSNBC jumped at the opportunity to suggest that they might have been attacked, noting it was just a few blocks away. The fact the clinic was over a mile away from where the shooting occurred seemed a little annoying detail for those salivating to pin the murders on a right-wing pro-life white guy with a gun and an agenda. Then there was the out-and-out prayer shaming. They were overflowing with mockery of conservatives praying for the victims and the families of the victims. Now, of course, the Democratic politicians did the same thing, but that was a different story. These are the real, they really care. A Huffington Post headline read, "Another mass shooting, another deluge of tweeted prayers." The cover of the New York Daily News had bold lettering that read, "God isn't fixing this." Subtitle read, "As latest batch of innocent Americans are left lying in pools of blood, cowards who could truly end gun scourge continue to hide behind meaningless platitudes." Whatever that is. The Daily Kos was in overdrive, tweeting in response to Arendt's previous tweet, sending thoughts and prayers. Marcos Melitzas, the Daily Kos, if you will. He tweeted, "How many dead people did those thoughts and prayers bring back to life?" Another tweet from him, "Yo, GOP, kind of hard to talk about keeping people safe when your peeps are shooting up America." CARE weighed in, as you might expect. "Whatever they have to say deserves zero legitimization, since they are the Muslim Brotherhood from group and front group and masters of Taqiyya, if you will. We should bring them up only because they also sent prayers, but they were, of course, absolved from mockery, which was reserved solely for the Republicans. It was also lost on the left that at least one of the potential targets who was hiding for safety in the building had texted her father to tell him she and others were hiding. Her message ended, "Pray for us." Late on Wednesday night, Los Angeles radio station KNX 1070 reported that a neighbor did not call authorities about suspicious activity because she did not want to racially profile. This is a chilling example of how PC isn't just something obnoxious. Now it's something that gets you killed. So, that's what we got from them. That's what we got from them. They jumped up. I mean, they jumped up like I don't know what. Like nobody's business, they jumped up. And what did they demand, of course? What did they demand? You know what we didn't have? You know what caused all of this? Not Islamic fundamentalism and not hatred, not evil, but guns. And the American left wants the same sort of strict gun controls that they have in France. Democrats are very frightened. They could... You know, they don't want to point out the explicit incitement to violence against the infidels in the Quran and the Hadith. And it's the availability of guns. That's what caused the violence in San Bernardino. And President Obama demanded common sense gun control. While the San Bernardino perps were still unidentified, and he admitted we don't know that much yet. But that's their reflex to blame the Second Amendment for the violence caused by a pious Muslim who recently grew a beard and started wearing Islamic clothing, and the bride he brought back from Saudi Arabia. Geraldo Rivera, who should know better because of his own recent little personal scare, went so far as to tweet in response to the shootings that the Second Amendment is stupid. And once again, which they never really gave up the embrace of gun control, but once again they're embracing it. And this will be, you know, Obama's pretty much done them in. They're just going to put their own heads in a noose and finish themselves off with this, I think. Even worse for them, France, with some of the strictest gun control laws in the world, strengthened even further in 2012, was the site of a far worse slaughter only 3 weeks ago. So their anti-gun measures have proven worse than futile, possibly even making the carnage from jihadi violence worse. Worse. They have, for years, since 2009, they've been trying to remove Kalashnikov rifles from France. They've known that they are there in numbers. And they reportedly seized 1,500 illegal weapons and another 2,700 in 2010. And that barely made a dent on the 6 million of them floating around Europe, according to the Switzerland-based Small Arms Survey. 6 million in the pipeline in Europe illegally. And they took 4,200 off the market. That'll show them. 4,200 out of 6 million. Do the math. That's not even a statistical whimper. And, by the way, you can buy one of those if you are a jihadi needing one of these weapons for between 300 to 700 euros, which is $325 to $750. Especially coveted is the upgraded version of the Russian-made Kalashnikov, being shipped from Russia into France through the Balkans, driving down even further the black market prices of the older models. So it's a buyer's market. We'll continue when we get back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season.
Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is the holster I have carried for the past 4 years. One of them, the one I'm wearing right now, has been with me the entire time. It is still just as good as the day it was brand new. And it doesn't matter because it has a lifetime warranty. But it's simply not going to break. And that's the epitome of tactical. Designed to operate in a very extreme environment. You can take the G-Code product and adopt it to, with no tools or anything, to your day-to-day carry. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now then. It almost sounds like, now let's go to sports. No. Now then. Yesterday, and since this happened, I mean, it's only been a couple of days, we've had recently a tale of two Sanders, interestingly enough. And the two, one being Bernie Sanders, the socialist that wants to be the Democratic nominee, and Neon Deion Sanders, former NFL legend, multi-sport player, now retired, and fellow bald dude, which, you know, I like all of my fellow bald dudes. For some reason, they went to some of the celebrities out there and they asked about the gun violence, or about gun violence in general, in the wake of the shooting massacre in San Bernardino. And NFL legend Deion Sanders replied that guns aren't the problem. Guns aren't picking themselves up and pulling triggers on their own. I think people are doing that. It says more about people than it says about guns. I'm not an advocate of ignorance or violence whatsoever, but we really need to look at people He also added that inner city gun violence occurs on a daily basis and that solving the problem is as important as figuring out how to stop gun violence outside the inner city. And he's 100% correct. He's talking about Baltimore, Chicago, New Orleans, Detroit, Washington, D.C., other failing cities around that accounts for roughly half of all the homicides each year in the United States. And yet solving this very human problem related to gang activity, poverty, and the drug culture is largely glossed over by by the anti-gun Democrats. Instead, they focus their ire on passing gun laws targeted spitefully at a law-abiding middle-class, independent, and conservative gun owner. Violence is now and has always been a people problem, not a tool problem. Then there's the other senator, Senator Bernie Sanders. He took to Twitter, and he proposed the exact insanity that even a retired athlete knew to be wrong. On Twitter, let's see, we need to renew the assault weapons ban. We need to end the sale of high-capacity magazines. Another Twitter tweet, we need universal background checks, something that is supported by 90% of the American people and the vast majority of gun owners. Another tweet, we need sensible legislation that prevents guns from being used by people who should not have them. And then the most onerous, for me, the San Bernardino shooting was the 355th mass shooting this year. Gun violence has reached epidemic levels in the U.S. It must end. This is the old man yells at the clouds, if you will. Nearly everything he claimed was wrong. Mass shootings are far from common. There have been precisely 21 mass shootings in the United States this year, according to the conventional definition of the term. The claim of 335 killings was manufactured by a self-defined left-wing propagandist. Likewise, you already have significant and actual overbearing gun control in California. Had no effect on them at all. There is no significant support for universal background checks once they saw the actual legislation instead of the vague concept. And there is no crime reduction benefit whatsoever to banning rifles. More people are killed with hammers than with rifles, or a reduction in casualties as a result of magazine bans. So it's really bad when a former football player has more political insight and more policy insight than a man who wants to be the Democratic nominee for president. Which brings me to my next point. The seeming need I'm sure that will come up shipwrecked. CNN is now reporting that the female attacker had pled allegiance to the leader of ISIS on her Facebook page. Anyway, one of the things they're trying to do in the media right now is redefine, and the anti-gun people, they're trying to redefine mass shooting. Now, normally, that does not include gang-related activity, familicide, or terrorist attacks, like the famous Supreme Court decision or definition of pornography. It's tough to create a catch-all to describe every possible kind of mass shooting. But you do know it when you see it. New definition of mass shooting is four or more people hit by bullets now. Remember that when they trot out the totals. If you've got a bunch of guys in the hood shooting each other, that's a mass shooting. If there's three guys involved and one manages to pop off another shot at one more guy, that's a mass shooting. They're grotesquely manipulating data from a site called ShootingTracker.com in order to grossly inflate the number of mass shootings in the country, at least doubling them, in an effort to create the false impression that the number of shootings is going up in order to create this political environment to call for more gun control. Site owner of ShootingTracker.com is affiliated with Michael Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety, which has been nailed repeatedly for grossly inflating the number of school shootings in the United States by fraudulently manipulating definitions as well. And he fits in nicely with this. For a while there, you could be a gangbanger, get shot, and fall in a fall in a playground of a school, and that was a school shooting, according to Everytown. The owner of Shot Tracker writes, "Hey everyone, glad to be on board. If any of you know me, it's probably from the Reddit site Guns Are Cool, a sub that mocks the absurdity of American gun culture. I've helped mod there for a couple of years now. I'm the one who owns our website, www.shootingtracker.com. A nice bit of work. We've been able to get used on air on MSNBC and CNN, in print at Mother Jones and Reuters, and cited in peer-reviewed academic journals like the American Journal of Public Health, among other places. I'm fairly heavily involved in politics, most recently being brought into work with Everytown, at least in the last election here in Oregon, helping Chuck Riley topple an incumbent in SD-15 for the express purpose of getting a stalled universal background check bill on the governor's desk, a bill that was signed into law last week. My fascination with propaganda began some years ago when I was studying journalism at Berkeley and continues unabated. The way it distills a message down to its basis form and focuses on all getting that message across and grabbing attention is what draws me in so much. If you have any questions or please suggestions for me, always feel free to get in touch." So the purpose of the mainstream media in 2015 is to not convey accurate news to the American people. It's to sell politically convenient lies in order to shape a political opinion in favor of the anti-gun faction within the Democrat Party. So if you see any news site using shootingtracker.com as a source of information, this is a propaganda outlet, no matter who it has it. Even if it's one of our heroes, like Fox News. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane, but the problem with that if you need to be on the move is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Well, let's turn it up. All right. G-Code is a part of my everyday carry every day. Sometimes there's multiple components involved in it. It's definitely carrying my weapon. Most of the time I'm carrying the traveler's bag, which is a combination of many things. I carry all of this stuff because I have confidence in it. You don't have to be like me and be carrying, you know, I have a 4-year affair with this stuff. You can join me now by simply going to tacticalholsters.com. As we get ready to head into the weekend. Coming out of Milwaukee. Right now the mayor and the police chief are blaming the entire state of Wisconsin for their increase in violent crime. Let's not think they've ever been accountable for this. That is, they've been entrusted with to protect in the past. But this particular little one is sort of a doozy to me. At their Wednesday Milwaukee Community Justice Council meeting aimed at addressing the spike in shootings in the Democrat-led city, Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn took a shot at zeroing in on what he thinks is the root of this city's violence. The state of Wisconsin's concealed carry law passed in 2011. He states, since that law was passed, almost every single year, the number of crime guns seized by this department has gone up, and the time to crime on our most frequently used weapons has decreased. Now, that's correlation, not causation, but it's a pretty strong correlation. Not one to partake in passive-aggressive attacks, Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm jumped at the opportunity to unabashedly target law-abiding Wisconsinites. Piggybacking on Flynn's notion, he admitted that his office is concerned with citizens lawfully carrying concealed weapons in collaboration with or close proximity or directly with somebody that doesn't have a firearm, and the next thing you know, they're using the lawful firearm for an unlawful purpose. The accusation here is that somehow a single law enacted throughout the state of Wisconsin is responsible for one city's blatant failure to effectively protect and serve its residents is as irresponsible as it is ignorant. The law was to blame for one city spike in gun violence, and we would see the spike in every city across the state. Indeed, every city in the United States, in the shall-issue states. Fortunately for Flynn and Chisholm, facts don't back their absurd accusation. Distinguishing their city alone is responsible for almost of the 75% of the state's gun homicides. They're number one. They are number one. They also seem oblivious to the fact that it is not, in fact, legal concealed carry permit holders committing hundreds of crimes and murders in their city, but repeat offenders and career criminals. They themselves have been lenient in punishing or unable to apprehend in their unlawful behavior. They're punishing, they don't want to punish, they're accusing the law abiding. Flynn's pathetic attempt to hold legislation accountable for the rapid decline of his city safety is only his latest method or endeavor to deflect blame for his gross incompetence. When David Clark, the sheriff, got out there and said, "I want everybody to get a gun and take care of yourselves until we can get to you," Flynn and the mayor of Milwaukee attacked that notion. They attacked it. Is that for me, Shane? Yeah. Looks like it. Okay, I don't remember David in San Francisco. Let's see what David in San Francisco's got to say. Yes, I tried to put him on the air. All right, David in San Francisco, what's up?
Well, there's that click. Thanks, Bill. Yeah, sure. I've called you before. I think two, three times maybe. You know, I was kind of interested in what happened both in Paris and in San Bernardino, but not really because of the guns, but more like following the money. And that's where I was kind of surprised when I realized that San Bernardino, that was the Department of the Environment. And when you think about those staffers, the people that got killed, they were the ones that were chasing down the polluters, right? So who has a vested interest in killing polluters? Well, now you look at what happened in Paris. 1 week after that shooting is the great big United Nations Climate Summit on global warming, and they outlawed the protests in Paris. So the polluters went out there too. Well, what's the tie? Saudi Arabia. The people that did the shooting in San Bernardino had been Pakistanis that had recently been in Saudi Arabia, and people in ISIS were basically funded by Saudi Arabia. So I don't even think we have to spend a single bullet on ISIS. We need to go after the Saudi Arabians.
When you say the polluters went out in Paris, what are you talking about?
Well, climate change, global warming, is directly tied to pollution. You know, the rise of carbon, we're burning oil and gas. We're creating great big smoke clouds of pollution. It's poison in the air, and it's causing the earth to heat up. That's how global warming happens. Now, if you look at Saudi Arabia...
If you believe in global warming, yeah.
Well, it's clearly warming up. California's in a drought because we can't keep a snowpack anymore. And most of the world's glaciers are melting so fast that...
No, they're not. But, I mean, this is all beside the point. ISIS gets their funding from the oil fields that they... They're one of the reasons gas is so cheap now.
Oh, I know. And for every tank of cheap gas, you get a free refugee. So, the name of the game, you know, to me, what's really going on is they're starting to frack in the Holy Land. They're starting to frack. They want to take this natural gas and they want to stick it in a pipeline and run it all the way up to into Europe where it can get the best price. Well, they have to cross the corner of Syria. And so Syria wants to charge them toll. And these oil and gas boys are notoriously stingy, and they would never want to pay toll if they could get it for free. And so by causing ISIS, they created a whole bunch of thugs to kick people off their land for the mineral rights. Plus, they destabilized Syria long enough that they can build that pipeline. And to me, that's what it's all about. It's called the Qatar-Turkey Pipeline. And it's going to hook up with the Nabucco pipeline, Nabucco. And as a matter of fact, if you look for a company called Genie Energy, Genie, Genie like a genie in a bottle, Genie Energy, and you look at Genie Energy getting the 153 square miles of fracking rights in the Golan Heights, and you look at maps of where ISIS is, same place, where same place as the pipeline. So ISIS is really nothing more than a pack of thugs. They put on a face mask, and some PR agent says they're religious. No, they're just there to kick people off for their mineral rights. And to me, it has nothing to do with guns. It has to do with stealing land from Syria so they can run this pipeline up to Europe and make buku bucks. So it to me, we and the tie to global warming and the environment is that Saudi Arabia is one of the biggest polluters in the world. They're the ones that sell the most gasoline oil. They're drilling the best, and so they've got a vested interest in shutting down that climate summit conference in Paris. And if the Department of the Environment in San Bernardino was just the gang of people that are chasing after the polluters, well, who are the big polluters? The oil and gas boys down there. So I think it all is a mix. It's a private army. ISIS is a private army run by the polluters.
All right, well, lots of non sequiturs there. I have run out of time. Thanks for the call. Goodness gracious sakes alive. I forgot about him, Shane. You needed to, next time you need to, just type something to me. Do that next time. Golly. I would love to be able to, what a super supreme being he was. We're going to do this again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Thank you.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.